President Easter, do you want to introduce some of our guests today?
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you, Chairman. And I'd like to ask, as I introduce each of you, if you'd just raise your hand so those that don't know you in the audience know who you are. And our host is Chancellor Paul Allen Mears from the campus here at Chicago. And we have Phyllis Wise, Chancellor of the campus at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And Chancellor Susan Cook from our Springfield campus is also at the table. Other university officers present today is sitting behind me, Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Walter Knorr, Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller of the University of Illinois, Larry Shook, Vice President for Research, and to my left and always present when I need help, University Counsel Tom Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations Tom Hardy, and Susan Keyes to your right, Mr. Chairman, Secretary of the Board. We have representatives from the faculty governance system, and I'll begin with Gay Miller, who's representing the University of Illinois Senate's conference and who is also from the Urbana Campus Senate. She is a professor in the Department of Pathobiology in the College of Veterinary Medicine at UIUC. From the Campus Senate in Chicago, Kimberly Hugh is an undergraduate student, and she is in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in Psychology. And from Springfield Senate, Rosina Naginski, Associate Professor, Department of Liberal and Integrative Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And a important group also of our university workforce is the academic professionals and Margaret Moser, Director of Manufacturing Operations, Office of the Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, is here today. And I would also name a couple of others who are in senior positions in their respective groups. Don Chambers. Professor Chambers is a professor of psychology and biochemistry on the campus here in Chicago, and he also chairs the University Senate's conference. And Catherine Vincent, who chairs the Senate Executive Committee on the campus in Chicago, is just over here. She's an associate professor in the Department of Women, Child and Family Health Sciences in the College of Nursing. I believe that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'm not sure if Tom Hardy's in the room, is he?
He may be out. I know he
had an
assignment.
Okay, well, when he comes back, we'll introduce Tom and some of his guests. Maybe we turn it over now to Paula, who's our host today.
Pleasure.
I'm wearing a tie you gave me, Paula.
It looks quite handsome on you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for wearing the tie today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the University of Illinois Chicago. It's a pleasure to welcome Chairman Kennedy, members of the Board of Trustees, President Easter, and my colleagues. Welcome also to the faculty, staff, and to other visitors. Thank you for being here this morning. If a picture is worth, they say, 1,000 words, this 4-minute video, which has 24 frames per second, represents more than 7 million words. I think you'll find it much preferable than a picture this morning. So the video is divided into three segments. The first segment is about how engineering, art, medicine converge in synergy in the path-breaking Cave 2. Cave 2 is a creation of our it's called our visualization laboratory at UIC. The Cave 2 was created in 1973, and it became a virtual cave in 1992. And you'll see in the video how this particular technology is helping to diagnose all kinds of medical issues and problems. And for this particular purpose this morning, you'll see how the Cave 2 is analyzing brain fibers and identifying whether or not an individual is depressed or not. Cave 2 is also used for more complicated analysis, such as managing large data. So it's an important addition to our intellectual portfolio. The second segment of the video was originally shown at the College of Medicine's annual gala on September 20th. It features Dean Azar speaking about the vision for the college and how technology can transform medical education and drive translation of basic sciences. And that drive in terms of translating basic sciences can help in the creation of powerful treatment interventions. So he reminds us in this video that technology can augment, but it can't supplant the importance of doctor and patient relationship. The third segment of the video presents our UIC Student Success Initiative. You'll see how the campus has embraced this important strategic objective. Our student graduation rate has been on a trajectory now for the past 15 years, and I'm delighted to say to you this morning, the good news is that this year the cohort of full-time undergraduate students who entered UIC in 2008 had a 60% graduation rate. Keep in mind that in 1997, the graduation rate at UIC was 31%. So we are working diligently to make certain that students come to UIC, learn, grow, and leave with degree in hand. Without that, welcome to UIC and let the video roll.
All right.
Psychiatrist Olushala Ajilori uses Cave 2 to analyze brain scans. He's looking at bundles of nerve fibers to see how damage to these tiny structures might lead to depression.
So it's been really exciting to be able to visualize the fibers, walk around the brain, look under, between fibers.
This is a kind of visual instrument to help the human brain make sense of large amounts of data.
Our vision for the College of Medicine is a broad vision of trying to transform medical education, not only here in Illinois, but throughout the country and in the world.
Diabetes affects an enormous amount of people, and seeing those patients struggling with this lifelong disease, becoming blind, losing their organs, using their limbs, is something that is difficult to watch. It is more difficult to watch knowing that there is a solution to that, and that's what thrives me every day, to come back to work and not give up. The kind of translational medicine that we do here at the University of Illinois is really what thrives innovation and new technologies.
Being here in Chicago, we have the privilege of treating a lot of people that are underserved. Having that access to a diverse population is really important, especially when we talk about not just treating people, but doing research. Because if you do research on a select group of people that don't represent the broader makeup of the country, you might be missing out on something really important. And so the ability to study people, treat people from different ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds, I think is a real strength of the work we do here at UIC.
I believe that there are many, many opportunities now to capture this convergence between technology and medicine, between the STEM disciplines and medicine, bioengineering, without losing focus about what is most important, which is taking care of patients who need our health. At the end of the day, we will be able to prepare our doctors, our students, our researchers to be the leaders and at the cutting edge of the future of medicine. And we're very much excited about that future.
The University of Illinois Chicago, located at the edge of the city's loop, includes in its mission a mandate to provide a wide range of students with the educational opportunity only a leading research university can offer. Heeding a national call to improve graduation rates, UIC engaged in a campus-wide effort to identify factors that lead to success, which resulted in the UIC Undergraduate Student Success Plan. This document was a product of 8 task forces consisting of over 200 faculty members, students, and staff who met throughout 2013 and delivered to the campus a comprehensive set of recommendations. In order to implement the Student Success Plan, the Transformational Planning Grant from Association of Public and Land Grant Universities and the Coalition of Urban Serving Universities, in partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, allows us to design an implementation plan that will review an enormous set of recommendations, evaluate them on promise for greatest impact, prioritize them, develop a timeline, and identify financial resources. The Transformational Planning Grant will also allow us to enliven existing programs such as the UIC Experience, a co-curricular activity that enhances students' out-of-classroom learning, as well as develop new programs such as one to institutionalize transition coaching at UIC. All of this supports a single goal: to increase UIC student success from orientation to graduation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that's a lot to be proud of, Paula.
Thank you.